Welcome back to the program. Second hour of it. It is, 4 minutes past 1 o'clock here in New South Wales and Queensland. Wherever it is you're listening, you are very welcome to the program. Coming up very shortly, Dylan Edwards, the Panthers fullback. Big game against the Dragons this weekend. We'll get a score update from Tubuck Chuck. And, of course, keep your text messages coming in, all thanks to sbsfence.com.au. As mentioned, the Panthers looking to go back to back to back, been one of their best for a number of years now. The Clive Churchill medalist from 2022 is their fullback, Dylan Edwards, and he's on the line. G'day, Dylan. Oh, very well. How's that line? Might try again. You there, Dylan?
Yes. You got me?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. How are things travelling in Panthers? How's the, no doubt, disappointed New South Wales Blues representative come back into the squad, mate?
Yeah, they're back in today. They look well. Obviously, a bit disappointed from Wednesday night, but they turned up. They turned up all right, and we'll hopefully try and put a smile on their face.
Yeah, how does that go? You would have seen at first hand these guys doing it over the last few years and coming back, and they come back after a loss and they come back after a win. Is it noticeable how different the response is? The impact that success or failure at that level has on the players?
Mate, honestly, not really. Depending on the result, not really. I think they're all pretty level-headed. They understand it's a game of footy, and when they get back in here, they've reviewed the game themselves, and they're ready to get back into some work for us. So they're really good when they come back in from camp. Obviously, we're more disappointed for them, I'd imagine.
And that was my next question, Dylan. When you're there watching the game, and you know we're all impacted because we're either supporting Queensland or supporting New South Wales, you've often got players from your club side that you're close to that are playing for either side, and most notably all the players for New South Wales. Do you watch it through different eyes? Are you watching the form of your teammates, how they play? How is it that you consume State of Origin?
Similar to everyone else, I just enjoy it as a whole. I think I always want the boys to do really well, and when they do something good, it's extra special. But yeah, I watch it as a fan as well, mate. Go along for the ride like everyone else.
The other part of that, of course, Dylan, is that your name is mentioned a number of times already today on our text line as a possible replacement for anyone, but in particular, James Tedesco. Have you given that thought? Have you had conversations with Freddie? Have you wandered over to Brandy when he's doing a kicking session with Nathan Cleary and just asked him, hey, Brandy, how close am I to playing Origin?
No, mate, I haven't given it a thought, really, to be honest. I'm not really on socials or anything like that. I don't hear too much outside noise. But, I mean, I don't imagine anyone's upsetting Teddy anytime soon. I mean, I don't think he would have been happy, potentially, with how he played, even though, to be honest, it wasn't that bad. I think he's definitely earned the right. He's played 20 Origins and he's been man of the match for probably 19 of them. So I think, he's all right. He'll be staying now, I'd imagine.
Yeah. All right. How do we assess Panthers' form this year? As mentioned, you know, you've been in the last three grand finals and won two of them. Now you're sitting atop the ladder. How would you assess the way the Panthers have played in season 2023?
We've been all right. I think we've been patchy, really. I think we had a couple of close losses early on and a bit up and down to start with, but this is going to be a really testing time for us, this Origin period. So we're looking forward to get stuck into that this weekend against the Dragons. But we're doing all right at the moment. We're not doing crazy good or crazy bad, but we're doing all right.
Okay, what does Coach Ivan Cleary say around that? Because the motivation to win the competition is obviously there. It's a real challenge to do it going back to back. It's been so long since another team has gone and done the three-peat. What are the things that he's using as motivation to keep you guys striving towards that?
No, I think it's pretty cliched, mate, but it's taken one week at a time. I think almost the first half of the season's sort of completed now, and not really anyone notices what happens on the first half. It's more about this second half of the season. So, like I just said before, we'll get through this Origin period and try and excel in this sort of period, and then we'll reassess after that. But cliched, mate, we're taking it sort of one week at a time, one day at a time. So it's been good, though.
What about yourself? So I think you're just about the only Panthers player that wasn't involved in World Cup duty. So you got back to training nice and early. How do you keep yourself motivated, Dylan, on the back of a really strong season? And we know how well prepared you are physically every year. How do you look to improve when you come back to a new year?
No, I just keep enjoying my footy, enjoying playing alongside my mates. Always enjoying trying to get better. I think we got an environment here that we enjoy learning about the game, and we enjoy trying to upskill every year, every session even. So that's what I try and do.
Yeah. We know how you know, your fitness levels are incredible. Who's the one that runs you closest there at the Panthers? Is there anyone nipping at your heels, one of the young players perhaps coming through?
Yeah, always, mate. There always is. I think Mitch Kenny, he trains really hard and trains really well, pushes me quite a bit. And a couple of young fellas, Riley Smith, coming up, he trains really well and pushes me pretty hard too. So it's always a challenge.
But do you still win it?
Oh, mate, I got done in a session this year. Ooh. By Riley. Yeah, so in one of our tests we do out here, he beat me in one of them. But so that was fun. I didn't enjoy that too much, but... but it happened, and it's always good. There's always someone coming up trying to get you, so it's an exciting challenge.
And no doubt none of your teammates made mention of that, right, that Riley got you?
yeah, that's all right. No, of course they did. They give me heaps of stick for it, so it's good.
Away from footy, Dylan, how do you put footy on the back burner and think about it? What else do you do in your life?
Mate, it's pretty easy. I've got two little girls and a fiance at home, so it's just dad life when I get home, and it's definitely an easy place to get away from footy. They're starting to understand footy now a little bit, but I'm dad to them, and I love it, mate. Honestly, they keep me busy, and they put a smile on my face every day, so I'm very fortunate.
Okay, so I've got a 9-year-old girl, a couple of older boys, but 9-year-old girl, and I coach her footy side, and I reckon... driving to that game on a Saturday morning, it's the most fun thing I do during the course of a week. What's the most fun thing you do with the girls?
Oldest has just started. She's 5. She's just started playing footy. So, yeah, that's one of them too, mate. I think it's the trying to learn to ride a bike at the moment, and those sort of things that give me a laugh. So that would have to be it, trying to learn how to ride a bike and teaching those sort of things.
And remember, once she learns, she'll never forget. So that's a good thing. Dragons this week, they've had a really tough couple of weeks, most notably off the field. A crazy last start win against the Roosters. What have you done on the opposition for this week, Dylan?
Yeah, obviously just reviewed, treating them like any other side, no matter where they sit in the ladder. I think they're a really good side. They have been in lots of games all throughout the year and only just been beaten. So they're a good side. They're a good physical side too. So it'll be a good challenge on the weekend for us.
Yeah. Dylan, I know you've got training coming up. Great to spend some time with you, mate. I think there's a lot of people who admire the way you play footy. I'm certainly one of them as well. Appreciate your time and good luck on the weekend.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Dylan Edwards there just strikes me as a gentleman. A couple of times that I've spoken to him, and outstanding when it comes to the preparation for games of footy. We'll take your thoughts on that. Nah, he hasn't wandered over to Brandy and said, hey, can you give me a game? I won't let you down, Brandy. I won't let you down. I know we've already had people who are saying that he should be in that New South Wales side. I don't think it's going to happen. But as we say, he certainly wouldn't let anyone down. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. What a champion Dylan Edwards is. Go the Penny Panthers. That's from 439. And who's the biggest pest at the Panthers? Yeah, 554. We didn't get to it. Keep the text messages coming in. Hey, Jimmy, your mate, the analyst, said New South Wales women's were morals to win. Tell him not to give up his day job, whatever the hell he does. Dan from Coss. Dan, he has got a day job. It's with the Bulldogs. But don't worry, he would have been hurting with that loss last night. Here's the other one. Dave from Frankston. We were talking about it, clay court, right, and what it takes to be world number one. Thomas Muster became the world number one playing exclusively on clay. Yeah, Dave, that's exactly the one I was thinking of, Thomas Muster, who I think bought a house in Australia up in the hinterland behind Byron Bay back in the day. But, Dave, well spotted on that one. Thomas Muster, the Austrian, who was a world number one back in the 1990s. 1-300-01-1170. Get us on the text line as well, 0457 736 736. Remember, it's a Friday, so you've got to celebrate Pi Day every Friday with Brumby's Bakery. There's nothing better than a hot Brumby's pie. Make sure you grab yours now. All right, let's get to a break. After that, we're back. We've got callers there want to have their say. We'll get to them as well. Lots going on this Friday on Afternoons across the SEN network.